Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Thursday to you. Coming up later, we have the Think Tank with Gabe Pfeiffer and Chris Arps and Mike Colonna. Should be a really, really good one. Tony Colombo's off getting fitted for a monkey suit. I don't know what he's doing, but he's not here until 4. So speaking of monkey suits, we have Andrew Taliban in. You need two microphones there, Chief?
No, but this one is like, so it was like scorpion-tailed under, and like it just looked broken, and it made me nervous, so I wanted to make sure it wasn't.
I think I'm the one breaking that. Whenever I'm sitting over there, I don't know how to use that thing.
Well, they got it on this transformer arm.
Wasn't that first day at Lewis and Clark? They taught you guys how to use microphones?
We had stands like this.
Yeah.
Not like that.
Yeah, and
that thing turns into Bumblebee or whatever his name is.
There was a lot of trial and error with not breaking the microphones at Lewis and Clark.
So you guys struggled with that?
Yes.
So if you could make it 2 years without breaking something, they give you your degree?
So I used to do this thing with all the blank CDs that were laying around.
I don't know if I want to hear this.
I used to like just sort of throw them around at Frisbees, like at the floor and the walls and stuff. And
yeah, that was charming.
It was bad. And so you're right. If I did go 2 years without breaking something, they would have given me a degree.
So do you perceive that you were a big man on campus for a while?
Oh, no, not at all.
Come on.
I was well liked. I was well liked by the community. I'll say that.
Of who?
The community of people that I hung out with.
I mean, so far I know two of them. Rach and John Weir, who crushed you a couple weeks ago.
Out of kindness, I was liked by a couple of people, right? I feel
who
like.
Who you refer to as the community.
Right. My community of like the seven
two
people
guys.
That I hung out with.
Right.
And then I feel like all the haters just wanted to be me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Haters are your biggest followers.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, that was a really big part of my life, was being in the radio program at Lewis and Clark. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I don't miss those days because I'm sure that the children enrolled now are a lot more stable, but everyone in my class and your class was crazy. And it was like that kid's just throwing CDs and it's upsetting me, but who am I to say anything? This is just the war zone we live
well,
in.
Seems,
and I was one of the normal ones.
It seems to me that TVR degrees and television radio people are just like the shop class of the 70s.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, if you're not that bright and you don't want to learn math.
Yeah, a bunch of weirdos making like swords on the out of wood on the yeah.
And most people, I'm going to guess, who get a TVR degree, try it for a couple months and then they go get a real job.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think after my first year, my class went from like 12 people to like 6 or 7.
So you're in the top half.
I think out of my class that at least, you know, made it 2 years at least through the radio program, I think I'm the only one that has a job in the industry.
You're the only one.
It attracts, at least at Lewis and Clark, it attracted a unique sort of person.
Makes perfect sense.
And sometimes those unique personalities were attached to, you know, an actual drive to give it a shot, and sometimes it was just sort of attached to a unique personality. You know what I mean? And those people have gone on to do, you know, other perfectly normal things. But
I literally have to turn my headphones down because of him. Am I that loud?
I'm going
to
pop him down a little bit.
I like my headphones pretty hot, and it's hurting me.
You've got a strong voice.
One time, your headphones were off, and we had the monitors in here turned down, and we were trying to figure out like why we could still hear the monitors, and it's because it was coming so loudly out of your headphones.
I like them pretty hot. big thank you, big shout out. So Avengers is this weekend, and like I said yesterday, I tried to get tickets to like the 9 a.m. showing on Sunday, and I couldn't. And Weber and I usually rent a theater for things like this, and we just brain farted. We just didn't. And today I was sitting and having lunch, and my buddy George Rosenthal, who owns ThrottleNet, texted me and said, "Hey, we rented a theater tonight. You want to come?"
Wow.
Like, yes, I do. So Nick is going to join me there with his little brother Jack, who's about 10 and Avengers obsessed.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
George Rosenthal, close friend of Tony Stark.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it couldn't have gone better.
I snagged mine this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, and if anybody calls me on this while I'm at this theater, I will deny it. Luckily, sometimes my wife needs a wheelchair to get around because she's got like an illness.
What a strange sentence.
So I
it started luckily. With luckily.
So she doesn't need it for like just something like going to see a movie, but we did buy like handicap accessible tickets.
Everything about this is wrong.
What? It's she's gonna be like she can't get up like the stairs to the theater, so she should be using it. It's just she probably could get away with not.
Now you're
using
kind of backtracking.
Well,
does your wife need a wheelchair?
I realize
or not.
How horrible it sounds. She, unless we could get seats that were very low to the ground, she would need one because she can't go up the stairs. So, you know, luckily we were able to snag the handicap accessible
right.
tickets.
Do you speak Taliban? I don't even know what's going
you
on.
You want
now.
Me to translate
yeah,
this?
Yeah, what's he trying to say?
I think he's saying that he's getting this is an opportunity where it worked out.
A rare perk.
So
a rare perk.
It worked out.
The disabled seats were available.
Yes.
Because you got to be disabled.
Right.
So are you bringing the chair?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course. And she
oh,
would.
Yeah.
Well, she would need it anyway to like for an extended amount of like walking or moving around or whatever. But she burned me last night anyway, so.
How'd she burn you?
So, I've been.
He's
worried.
So like,
Lucy Goosey.
Girl, let me tell you.
Here's the tea. So I've been worried about my health, right? Because I don't really have anything else in my life to worry about. So, you got to turn it inward, right? Look inside yourself and go, oh, I'm
oh,
dying.
No, I'm looking at you. You have reason.
He's like, I'm 30% Dorito at this
yeah,
point.
I mean, yeah, let's not act like it's a crazy thing that you'd worry about your health.
I got a toothache that I'm convinced is going to my brain that's going to kill me, and I've been peeing a lot,
it
so
might
I'm
be.
Convinced I'm dying.
Maybe you have a brain ache that's going to your teeth.
So one of the things that I do is I'll look up the symptoms to disease, and when I only have like 2 of the 10, it makes me feel a little better, right?
Toothache, tiny penis, smell like lemon.
That's well. That one was 3 of the so I'm a little worried about that one. But so I was having her read off the symptoms to various.
Have we started yet? Are we just practicing?
You're gonna wake up at any moment. Dave.
Okay, good.
I was having
good.
Her read off the symptoms for various seasons. She's going through them all, right? She's like blurry vision. I'm like, no, I don't have that. Tingling in the hands and feet. No, I don't have that. Unexplained weight loss. Loss of hair? Do you have any loss of hair?
Like, does she need the wheelchair because of her voice?
That's her voice. She's got a high-pitched voice. She's a girl. Girls have high-pitched voices. But she blew right past the unexplained weight. She gave all the rest of them like due process for whether or not I had the symptoms. And when she got to unexplained weight loss, she just blew right past it. She was like, unexplained weight loss? No. Tingling in the hands and feet? Do you have any tingling in the hands? I was like, ouch! Jeez, and she's like, well, I'm looking right at you. I can see you don't have any unexplained rapid weight loss.
All right, let me just right-size this for you. She seems to have mildly, awkwardly handled the fact that you're not losing weight. And in exchange, you, on the biggest afternoon show in St. Louis, called her out for sitting in a wheelchair she doesn't really need at the Avengers premiere.
She does. She does need it.
I think you win.
What theater are you going to?
I think you win this one.
She does need it. It's just, it's. She might have been able to get away with it. She might have been able to get away with not using one for something like going to see a movie, but she should be in it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as bad. That's why I tried to walk it back because I was like, boy, that sounds terrible.
So if you were to go,
that sounds like.
I mean, I don't want to get personal, but you open the can of worms.
Sure.
If you guys were to go to Six Flags, would she need like a rascal?
No. She's got a wheelchair. We have a wheelchair.
But she would need
so.
A wheelchair.
Yeah.
She couldn't walk around Six Flags.
Yeah, she can go to like Target, but she can't go to like the zoo or something like that. And she can't do stairs really at all. I have to, it's really strange. I have to like carry her up the stairs when we go places.
And when you go to Target, it's probably like, all right, we're hitting this department and then we're leaving. It's not like.
Precisely. We're not like walking around in circles for an hour. It's we go here, we go, we get what we get, and then
That's
we go.
It's terrible.
Go. It's not so bad.
Not so bad for you. You're not
well,
the one.
Yeah, it's bad for her.
God.
He's like, it's great for me. I get to sit in the handicap
yeah,
spot.
I'm like, hey, it's only roses for me.
Why do you think I married her?
You're the weirdest. Dude.
Well, it's a new development. We're still working with it. It's only been like a year of this where we're working with it. But
which has been good for you.
It's been great for me. I mean, I got...
Going to the Avengers.
When you go to a concert, you're able to get like the handicap seats. And you
if only she could have done this years ago.
You got the clear view.
Honey, why were you so abled for all these years?
She doesn't need a rascal, but he opts for one. Just
yeah.
Right.
For fun.
Yeah, I can go way faster than her in that rascal.
I've met your wife.
Her in the dust.
And if either of you look like you need a rascal, it's you. I mean, if you're pushing the wheelchair.
Unexplained weight loss.
What's really funny is that.
Tingling in the hands.
What's really funny is that she can drive, right? Like, because it's all about.
Okay, this is the strangest illness I've ever heard of.
It's all about standing and walk. She can't stand and she can't walk for a very long time. So, we'll like pull up places where she's driving and then she'll like get out of the car and get into the wheelchair that I've pulled out of the trunk or whatever. People will look at us like.
Do you guys get a handicap tag?
No, it's not. I don't even
It's not
think
like
she,
an offish.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even think she could get it. I mean, it's an offish. We've got, you know, the doctor's diagnosis and all that stuff that you'd need. But
well, that's kind of what the deal is.
Well, it's, you know, I don't think she needs the tag, right? What? I feel like this is not going in a good place.
Dude, you may be committing a crime right now.
I know. That's what I'm worried about. That's why I keep walking it back.
So what we can do is we can get you a tag that makes your wife's life much easier. Nah, she doesn't need that.
She's fine.
Am I still able to sit in the handicap section? Then we're fine.
No.
She's good.
I mean, we have a doctor's diagnosis, but it's kind of crap. So
one of the worst things
I couldn't keep a straight face and turn that one in.
One of the worst things I've ever heard. A friend of mine has a
love
a
Thor
wife.
Though.
A friend of mine has a wife who's very skinny, and there was a pie somewhere, and I was like, "Why don't you take some?"
I am dead. Okay, I'm dead. This is my
what
version.
What happened with the pie? Tell us about the pie.
Well, I said, "Do you want? So you should take some of that home." And he was like,
"Jesus is gonna walk through that door and be like, do you believe now?" I'm like, "God, yes."
He said,
"Do not leave me here."
She doesn't need it. But that was not me. I would not have said something like
did
that.
Did you just say, I have a friend
yes.
who has a really skinny wife
yes.
and there was a pie?
Yes.
And then Andrew said, why don't you take some of the pie home? And the guy said, she doesn't need it. As if that's the same as denying your wife a handicap tag.
Well, I had to rapidly change.
Are there
the
different rules for handicap tags in Illinois? Evidently, like a wife that doesn't need pie.
Okay, we don't. We've never tried to get the tag.
I'm off your wife. I'm on the pie
okay.
lady.
Okay. Well, I couldn't say it because you guys know who it is, but I don't want to say this person's name.
Well,
on
you
the
just described them.
Well, I described them as someone I know. He doesn't remember this
Does
happening
the
anyway.
Lady. Is are you saying that this woman is handicapped?
No. The woman is perfectly
She's just
able.
Skinny.
She's just skinny. And he insulted her by being like, she doesn't need that pie. And it was like, what
Dave,
the heck,
the
man?
The same thing. Try to keep up.
No, what I'm saying is his much worse than mine. And my, I did nothing wrong, and I'm innocent.
Okay, I need to ask Twitter something.
And I haven't almost admitted to any crimes.
Twitter, get ready to tweet me, at RachelZ971.
Are you dead, too? Are we all dead?
Several people have already reported that they are dead.
Okay, thank you.
Every time Andrew comes on the show, Twitter is lit. I get some of the funniest responses.
Well, this is like the fourth time that I've really very closely admitted to a crime on the air. So I need to check that a little bit.
You should wear a Dave Glover Show t-shirt to Avengers Endgame just in case anyone's like, I wonder if that's him.
Oh, I'm terrified. I'm everybody at every theater.
Yeah,
who
and I bet you're
show.
So good at hiding your transgressions too. You're the guy I want to rob a bank with.
Well,
okay, I'm gonna be honest. Look, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm a fairly smart guy. I have no idea what the pie thing's about. I have no idea why you
he
brought that up.
He was just trying to deflect.
I was deflecting. I was deflecting because
You're a decent husband because someone you know made a crack about his wife being skinny.
Now you're kidding.
Okay.
No, about his skinny wife being fat. It was he was very insulting to her. He was like, "Yeah, she doesn't need that." Even though like she's very as if he was like insulting her.
Can
her
she
wife.
Stand for a long time?
Probably. I don't know her that right. well.
I'm just picturing Andrew with the handicap seats tonight being like, "You okay, honey? Ah, who am I kidding? She's fine.
She's fine.
She's okay. We don't even need to be sitting
We have here. A doctor's diagnosis, but it doesn't seem like it's worth the paper it's printed
People
on.
People wave as they walk by, and I'm like, don't give her any special attention.
This is a felony in Ohio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Two important housekeeping details. One, we are getting close to selling out DGS 5, so get your tickets at 971talk.com/DGS live. And secondly, I died in a car accident today. Evidenced by this fever dream of a first segment we had with Andrew and his wife, who's disabled, but not really, not in a legal way, just when it's convenient for the Avengers, and his friend's wife, super skinny, but he calls her fat because he wants to eat the pie.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I heard on my way.
Sue, I can't believe you still came in.
I drove really slowly.
Trying to pace yourself?
Trying to pace myself.
Yeah, usually Sue's in here by the end of the first segment.
Yeah.
I thought, let's run that today.
I think I may go to the bathroom again.
Gotta go. Yeah.
So, Rach, what's Twitter saying?
Oh, Twitter is abuzz with Andrew, as it always is whenever he comes on the show. Jason wants to know, why do you need a wheelchair for stairs? It's kind of a good question.
Oh, you know what?
Oh, my God.
That is something that had not occurred to me.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mark thinks that Andrew should be the replacement for Close, but he seems to be in the minority. Chris says, I don't know why I can't stop laughing and wanting pie. Andy said, I literally pulled out my tooth while driving in order to overwhelm the pain Andrew's segment has caused my ears and soul.
It's reasonable.
Scott says, Andrew is so confidently dumb, it's staggering. Ouch. Sky says he loses 2 brain cells and more every time Andrew speaks. Love a duck. Aaron says, can you find the pie and shove it in his damn mouth?
Oh.
This is my favorite. I have 2 amazing tweets that I just got during the break. Nick said, I just had a realization. Andrew is like Bizarro Glover. I think Andrew is a lot like Dave, and it freaks Dave out because it's like looking at a funhouse mirror. You can see all the same traits and features, but they're all distorted or exaggerated in different ways.
Really good call.
Wow. Yeah, I told him, I was like, they did get the exact same personality traits whenever they took the test together. And then Jamie has my favorite tweet of the day. Andrew, I'm a good husband because I don't make fat jokes to my wife unless I'm on the air. Then I roast her crippled ass without mercy. Incredible. Our listeners are funny.
Ooh, that was, that last one was, ooh, that's great.
So do you have the disabled sticker? Oh God, no.
No.
She didn't need that.
She didn't need that.
She's fine.
When we go to Target and she's not using it, we're fine. We just go to one department and then come out.
We can shop for one thing at Target.
Yes.
And tell her she can get one special treat.
Yeah. That's the disability. That's the disability.
Uh-huh.
We can't buy groceries and unmentionables. You got to pick one.
That's right.
All right. Fine.
All right.
Wow.
Where do we go from here?
I mean, anywhere, nowhere. Doesn't matter. Ooh. We're dead.
Can't wait for the guys to unpack that on the think tank later.
Yes.
Biden's running for president. Who cares? What do you think it means?
Honestly, this is not so much Andrew. But this kind of thing is exactly why we've been here almost 20 years, why we've been so successful. I can't count the number of times I've met people who said, this goes back all the way to 2000, I was punching around on my radio, scanning, and I heard the dumbest, stupidest, craziest thing, and I had to listen, and I haven't turned it since.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do. It's what we do's.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is apropos of nothing, but I'm going with it. I have very weird, fond memories. I wonder if some of you have similar ones. When I was a kid, I had terrible nightmares and like leg aches. That's weird, but I did. And I would call for my mom, and most of the time she'd just come in and comfort me. But every now and then, when it was really, really bad, when I would feel like I was like losing my little mind, she would make me jelly bread, which was like Wonder Bread with butter and jelly all rolled up.
Oh,
kind of like a ho-ho.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then other times, and this is evidently like, she's a Smith, and it was a Smith family thing, crackers in milk, saltine crackers in milk in a coffee mug that you'd eat with a spoon.
That sounds gross, but comforting.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think the Boxcar Kids ate that.
Aw.
Who are Boxcar Kids?
Oh, it's a book series.
Are they really poor?
Mm-hmm. They lived in a boxcar.
Well, there you go.
But no, that's a thing. I've heard of people eating that.
Poor, I like
poor
the,
people.
I like the Wonder Bread yeah. with the butter and the jam. Yes, poor people.
That's your editorialization.
Well, I don't know. You just said Boxcar Kids, and I've heard
that's
of a
how
lot
I know
of people
of it,
eating them.
Yeah. But no, that's a thing. Did you like it?
I loved it. Of course. I mean, it's like the middle of the night, and you're freaking out, and your mom makes you saltine crackers and milk, and everything's mm-hmm. better.
A friend of mine from college who I saw a post of hers on Facebook the other day says that she's now having trouble sleeping and is taking some sort of, I don't know, sleep aid, and is finding just evidence that she's going into the kitchen at night and eating everything.
I wonder if it's Ambien.
And then going back to bed.
Evidently with Ambien, that,
is that what does it?
All the time. Remember when
Weird.
One of the Kennedy kids, like, killed a couple people in a car or something like that? He was a rep or a senator.
I thought that was Ted.
Talking about Ted?
No, I think it was like Ted's son.
So there were multiple killings.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And this was way, way back when no one knew what Ambien was, and that was his defense. I took Ambien, and I don't even remember getting in my car.
It made Roseanne racist.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. It's an evil, evil drug.
I also have seen people who will go on social media and just say, oh, I'm having a reveal party because I went shopping on Amazon when I was on Ambien. And they get, you know, huge boxes full of stuff, and they have no idea, no memory at all of what they purchased.
You ever had anything like that? Have you ever lost time other than maybe, like, just really drinking way too much?
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, just from drinking, and that was a rare occurrence. That's scary. I can't believe there are people who do that all the time.
I could, no way.
No, I couldn't either. That would be way too much like the first segment of this show. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. Go ahead. Hey, Kevin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, man, go right ahead.
Is this Dave?
It is.
Dave, you're my hero.
Oh, thank you, man.
That's sweet.
I don't remember if you remember me interviewing you when I was in college.
How long ago has it been?
It's been about 7 years.
Okay.
I interviewed you, and you told me your life story, and you did for a school project.
I do remember that.
You came to my school.
Yeah. How have you been the last 7 years?
It's not been good.
Tell me about it.
It's been, I moved to a town, and everybody in this town is different than me. They all use drugs, and they want to do is use drugs, and I don't want to use drugs. I want to, you know, I'm an alcoholic, yeah. But I don't resort to drugs.
So, Kevin, can you get out of that town, or is it a money issue?
I am getting out of this town, and I just, when I started feeling this way, the first person to think of calling was you, because you're always the most level-headed person out of anybody in the world.
Well, you need some more people in your life. That's very sweet of you, though. Well, let's do this. I don't want to air your life on the air. I'm going to put you on hold. You give Andrew your number, and we'll hook up again.
Oh, you can put me on the air. I'm going to say hi to my dad. He's listening.
No, you're on the air now. Yeah. Go ahead. Say hello.
Hi, Gary Strebel. My name is Kevin Strebel. I'm your son. And it's good to talk to you, Dave.
You too, man. It's going to get better. It always gets better. And it'll be bad again, and it'll get better again. That's the way life is. But I'm going to put you on hold, and let's go to breakfast. That's nice.
Yeah.
Sad, but nice.
Yeah. You're very important to a lot of people.
Can't believe I'm the most level-headed person he knows.
Also, after the whole pie thing he called with that.
Probably made him feel better.
Yeah.
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 It's like, probably this did. Man knows how to talk to people.
Do you remember that interview, Dave?
Yeah, I do.
Was it for school?
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't not had that many like students come in and interview me and do projects. So I do remember it. Yeah.
Very nice.
Live a lot of life in 7 years.
You do.
You know what I kind of want to do?
What?
We can do anything, right? We had nothing going on.
We had nothing until the think tank.
We had a really good paranormal Wednesday yesterday, and I've just been kind of going down paranormal holes, and I went down a whole religious Jesus hole this weekend and, you know, biblical archaeology and things like that. And I go to the Near-Death Experience website once a week. We've got hundreds of thousands of people out there listening right now. I would love it if you have had a near-death experience. We were joking about it earlier on the show that we were having one because Andrew was being so weird. If you've had one and would share it with us, either tweet Rach and give her the synopsis or give us a call and we'll put you on the air. 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797, DGS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 345. It's quite an hour. That's quite a 45 minutes of radio right there. We had Andrew lose his mind and poor Kevin called having troubles. We're going to get together and have some breakfast. So I figured out one thing we can do. I may just give Kevin Andrew's job. It helps Kevin. It certainly helps us. Then Andrew can go home and take care of his not-so-disabled wife. So, I mean, there are movies to see.
Well, that's true.
That was so funny. Why does she need a wheelchair for stairs?
It's a great point.
It's so great. And I totally picture him just like, and she's like,
honey, I have to go to the bathroom. All right, well, let's make it quick so we don't miss too many scenes. He just shoves her down there.
You gotta pee again? Now she is disabled. Now she can legit get one of those wheelie stickers.
Oh.
Hello, Logan.
Hey, what's going on?
That is a cool-ass name. I wish my name was Logan.
Yeah, it's actually not as common as people think it is.
Yeah, no, you have like a rebuttable presumption of cool. Like when you walk in, you're like, this is my friend Logan. But you can like dash it.
Oh, Logan.
You're like, Logan, okay. Logan will kick your ass. So you had a near-death experience?
Yeah, so I'm not going to name any names of companies or where I was, but I was working for a restoration company, and we were doing some overhead cleaning, and I was working off of a walkboard up inside of a giant air handler, and it was towards the end of the shift, and trying to get the job done, a little bit of rush, stepped on the end of the walkboard, and it teetered. I fell 20 feet, took out some stuff with me, and landed on my feet. Actually landed 1 foot on the floor and 1 foot inside of a sink. And tucked, rolled, and basically went to the hospital. Completely cleared me. I drove home that night.
Wow.
Whoa. Crazy.
2 weeks later, my first son was born. And I think about it every other day that I should not be here.
So what was, you know how we've all like had a car accident and like time slows down. What was the time like? It probably took like 2 seconds to fall. What was that 20 feet like?
Oh, it felt like 5 minutes went by. Definitely. It seemed, you know, a split second felt like an eternity.
And did it hurt? Or when you like did the roll and popped up, were you like, oh my God, I think I'm okay?
Well, I more or less hit the ground, sat up, and was like, I can't believe that just happened. But, you know, I grew up riding dirt bikes, lived in the country. You know, I've hit way harder than that in my lifetime. And so I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, I'm okay. But when you're having the Maryland Heights fire chief telling you, I have to legally take you to the hospital because you fell more than X feet. We got to take you to the hospital.
That's crazy.
Do you remember the trip down? In other words, do you remember the fall?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole thing. Every bit of it. Actually, inside of there, the structure supports that the walkboard was on are like those metal 2x4s that people put in commercial buildings and stuff like that. I actually broke one with the backside of my thigh on the way down.
Oh, damn. Thank you, Logan. Anyone here ever have anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I've been pretty fortunate. I have had a lot of moments traffic-wise where you come close and then you think, man, people almost die on the road all the time. Tony talks about that, how crazy it is to him that people can just fly down the highway at the speeds we go and everyone's not constantly wrecking.
It is crazy. It's like if we didn't have cars and someone said, look, I have this idea. I have these 2,000-pound metal contraptions that go 120 miles an hour, but we're going to keep them at about 70, and we're just going to be on a piece of asphalt about 20 feet wide, and there will be a line painted in the middle.
Right.
I'm like, what? It's insane. That's not going to work.
I saw an interview with a woman one time who had been in a car accident.
Andrew's wife?
No, there was no wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
And she gave an interview about it because apparently she had medically died. Ooh. And they were asking her about the experience. And she said that really it was a feeling of light. There was light everywhere. She had an incredible feeling of peace. But that she was kind of above things and could look down and had a concern. She said she described it as though she almost had a choice whether or not to go back. And she was worried about her daughter being by herself because she was I think it was her daughter was in college, and she did not want to leave. And she said she had such an overwhelming feeling of love for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And she chose to just go back, and she lived her life, she said. But from that moment on, she understood that everything was fine. There was nothing to worry about.
I've read that so many times.
Yes, and I had never actually heard anybody say it.
One of the really weird things that you read over and over again is that when people are above their body, that they look at their body and there's just no connection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they know it's them, but even when people are, like, mangled, there's no, like, oh my God, I'm dead and look at me, there's blood all over me. It's just more like, ugh.
Look at that carcass.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And they talk about when they come back into their body, just the racking pain of not just their mangled body, but just existence.
Mm-hmm.
That they just wanted to stay there.
Interesting.
It's kind of like we talk about lately, how you're still alive for 5 or 10 seconds after your head gets cut off or whatever. And you guys have kind of made fun of me because I'm like, whatever, sounds fine to me. But I just think of it in those terms of you hear those stories of people who are just looking down thinking, okay, yep, this is what it is.
The way I look at that, that stuck with me when you said that the other day. The way I look at it, we've all been through things, whether it's going to the dentist or getting divorced or your kid breaks their leg. We've all been through horrific things that you just go, well, I have no choice. I'm just going to get through this.
Yeah.
And I look at death as being the ultimate of that. I haven't been around that many people that were dying, but I've been around a couple. And there was just this sort of, okay.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. And it's going to happen pretty soon. And what am I going to do? There's just sort of a giving in.
I think it's the unknown that is the most terrifying thing. So whenever you're facing it down like that, I think most people feel peace or feel, all right, I can't stop this, so let's go.
That's why that woman in this interview was so peaceful with her life from then on, because she knew what was coming and it wasn't scary, or it wasn't in her experience.
One of the things, too, they talk about is the life review. And most of the time, it's you're with these beings and you're looking at every second of your life and you're feeling it through another people. Like if Sue and I had a giant fight, I would experience it as Sue. But there's no judgment. It's not like, look at what a dick you were to Sue. Mm-hmm. It's just more like, yeah, see? And then you just sort of, you know.
That sounds awesome.
It does.
It feels like closure.
I'll take that deal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, especially without the guilt factor. We talk about chick comics that we both saw growing up, like the tracks that people would witness with, and then the This Was Your Life tracks. And that was always about watching back through your whole life and reliving all of that shame. That always really stuck with me and was something that just seemed so dreadful. But I like that concept of, hey, this is what really happened, and this is the pain everyone felt at the time, and this is why it kind of doesn't matter
anymore. And
you
feel it, and you acknowledge it, and you learn from it, but no one's like, what a piece of crap you are.
Right.
Phones are going crazy. Gary hit a telephone pole at 95. Andrew tried to move a buoy and got trapped in mud and nearly drowned. Pat got T-boned by a semi on a motorcycle.
Oh.
Tons of near-death experiences here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.